First, keep that loop going as we talk about the types of boundaries that we'd like to see for non-mesocyclonic tornadoes. A well-defined boundary is actually something that is very narrow, something that you can actually detect either from a cumulus line, a satellite, velocity discontinuity, base velocity, or by a reflectivity fine line. This boundary should have significant vertical vorticity. And one thing to note, that all you need is 10 meters per second of shear across something that's 1 kilometer, and you've already got enough vorticity to match that of a moderate mesocyclone. Another thing you'd like to have is the boundary and the incipient cell growing on it to move along with each other, so the cell just persists off that boundary for a maximum amount of time. Colliding or intersecting boundaries with high potential for vertical vorticity production is an area also that you want to closely monitor. Any rapidly growing updraft situated close to or over the boundary is very important, so you want to make sure that you have some way to detect the onset of some elevated reflectivity core. Now, this case from Salt Lake City that you see shows an eastward moving sharp boundary, and those in the low elevation scans that you can see that. And you can see the sharp wind shift between the outbounds on the west side, the inbounds on the right or the east side from that TDWR. This boundary moved in a similar motion to rapid cell growth overhead. The last frames of the loop show the onset of tight circulation, and then you start seeing the TVS starting in the lowest scan. Tornado is already starting to occur.